Hi, everybody. Cindy with you with the Notes in the Key of Life podcast. And it has been a while since I've done a podcast. And I'm going to keep this one short. I know people don't have a lot of time to listen to lengthy stuff. But I wanted to participate in something called Hodgepodge Wednesday or Wednesday Hodgepodge. And that's what I'm going to do. And let me see here. Okay. I found this actually on the blog of Mocha with Linda, who I really enjoy, and she gets it from Joyce from this side of the pond. That's who hosts the Hodgepodge. And so here are the questions today. What does it mean to have the holiday spirit? Well, actually, you should have this spirit all the time, but especially when you're out shopping and the crowds are really crazy and people have a tendency to get irritated and annoyed, kind of keeping your kindness and keeping your cool and, you know, just remembering that at this time of year, people might need an extra dose of kindness, just being nicer, being kinder. And as I said, hopefully you do that all year long, but the Christmas spirit, and also it's a spirit, of course, of giving. And I think we should always remember people who are less fortunate than us, that sort of thing. Just giving, being kind, being a basic, good, kind human being. And again, we should be that all year long, but especially during the Christmas season. What sits atop your tree and why? Actually, a big, huge bow sits atop my tree. I would love to have like an angel or a star to put up there, but I don't have a really nice one. And I just have this really gorgeous bow and it looks pretty. So that's what I put there. When was the last time you gave yourself a pat on the back? Well, I guess I'm kind of giving myself a bit of a pat on the back this week because I've gotten back into exercising, which I should be doing all the time as a type 2 diabetic, but I had really gotten out of the habit of it. Very excited because I have inherited a exercise bike from a relative who didn't want it anymore, and it's a great one. It's a wonderful one, and I kind of gave myself a pat on the back because Monday and Tuesday I exercised, and I plan to exercise today, so there. What do you do for big meals on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? Big meal? Breakfast tradition? Open the cookie tins and have at it? Well, Christmas Eve lately has been kind of a hodgepodge. No pun intended. It used to be the Swanson family Christmas was on Christmas Eve, and we always had turkey or ham or both. Now, everybody is kind of taken up with their own families, so we don't have Swanson family Christmas on Christmas Eve. So we've been kind of breaking with tradition and sometimes even going out to dinner. We went to Maggiano's one year, and that was a lot of fun. And then on Christmas Day, if we're all turkeyed and hammed out, we will sometimes have a Mexican-themed Christmas dinner or an Italian-themed Christmas dinner. So it just varies. No breakfast tradition, per se. On Christmas Day, we have gone out for breakfast before because our major Christmas celebration is on Christmas Eve. So we have done that, but there's not a lot of things open on Christmas Day. All right, what's the best thing about winter? That is really hard for me to come up with a positive thing about because I do love snow before Christmas to create the proper Christmas atmosphere. But afterwards, I want it gone. And unfortunately, it's more than ever after Christmas. So winter, I guess the best thing about it would be just cocooning up in my home. And I used to say watching things like Lost and American Idol, but of course Lost is gone. And American Idol, I don't even know if I'm going to watch it this year. So I don't know, just cocooning in my home, trying to stay warm and just having some family time, I guess. And insert your own random thought here is the last thing that you're supposed to say. Well, my own random thought is I do hope that all of you who ever listen to my podcasts have an incredibly blessed Christmas. And thank you for taking the time to listen to my sometimes disjointed little thoughts. Thanks a lot for joining me. Cindy Swanson's Notes in the Key of Life, participating in the Wednesday Hodgepodge today. Bye.